It's that type of love, unconditional love.
Times have changed, we all seem engaged, but every day I never forget to say a little prayer for my warrior, my pillar, my mother, my faithful friend. A mother who always opted for nothing but the very best for her family.
Dear Grace Milunga, thank you, Mom, for the love, strength, and care. For in this world, that is quite rare. For being my guardian and my guide on those sad days when I cried. I'm proud of you because you never gave up hope when the times were hard. You kept going forward through it all, yard by yard. You have never let others change who you are. You have always shown me that you're my favorite star. You move through the unknown with strength, no matter how far the length. I would have never been here today without your motherly advice, without your ultimate sacrifice, without the support I needed. I never would have succeeded. Without your unbounded love, you're one of the strongest people I know. So don't let anyone else's evil decisions or careless actions change who you are today. You're better than all of them and stronger in every way.
Dear James Milunga, if I could write a story, it would be the greatest ever told. I'd write about my daddy, for he has a heart of gold. My daddy, he is no hero, known around the world. He's everything to me.
For I am his baby girl, I'd write about the lessons.
He taught me right from wrong. He instilled in me the values that one day I'd be strong. He taught me to face my fears, take each day as it comes. For there are things that we cannot change. He would say, what's done is done. He would say, hold your head high, carry yourself with pride. Thanks to him, I am somebody. I will never run and hide. If I could write a story, it would be the greatest ever told. I would write about my daddy, for he has a heart of gold.
If I could write a story, it would be the greatest ever told. I'd write about my father, for he has a heart of gold. I'd tell his special mother, for she brought me so much peace. The pressure that it took, the love won't ever cease. If I could write a story, it would be the greatest ever told. I'd write about my father, for he has a heart of gold. I'd tell his special mother, for she brought me so much peace. The pressure that it took, the love will never cease. If I could write a story, it would be the greatest ever told. I'd write about my father, for he has a heart of gold. I'd tell his special mother, for she brought me so much peace. The pressure that it took, the love will never cease.
The language passed down from mother to daughter, holy communion. I never forgot that. The strength a father can teach, pleasure in his speech. Mama, Papa, my first words, illustrations, pulsing to the heartbeat of my mother. These are all my preconceptions. I could write a thousand poems of how much I appreciate my rents. Yeah, that's right, slang, parents. But moments far-fetched should show I appreciate them. What was taught, what was learnt, what they spent, what I kept and left. It's that moment I take pride. I'm proud, the love she gave, love profound.
I may not have turned out to be picture-perfect image of a daughter, but to put it straight, I love and appreciate you. How could I possibly thank you enough? The one who makes me whole. The one to whom I owe my life. The forming of my soul. The one who makes such sacrifices to always put me first. Who lets me test my broken wings in spite of how it hurts. Who paints the world a rainbow when it's filled with broken dreams. Who explains it all so clearly when nothing is what it seems? Are there really any words for this?
I find this question tough. Anything I want to say just doesn't seem enough. What way is there to thank you for your heart, your sweat, your tears? for 10,000 things you've done for oh so many years, for changing with me as I changed, accepting my flaws, not loving cause you had to, but loving just because, for never giving up on me when your wits had reached its end, for always being proud of me, for being my best friend. And so I come to realize the only way to say, the only thank you that's enough, is clear in just one way. Look at me before you see what I've become. Do you see yourself in me? The job that you have done, all your hopes and all your dreams, the strength that one sees, a transfer many, many years ago. Your best was to pass me. Thank you for the gifts you give, for everything you do. But thank you, Daddy,
Mom,
most of all,
for making dreams come true.